Comedian and broadcaster Robin Ince is in town. He's best known for his work alongside physicist Professor Brian Cox on the BBC show The Infinite Monkey Cage. The pair of them have brought their unique cerebral musings to our shores for the first time. They were in Christchurch last night. They've got another one coming up in Auckland on Saturday, and Robert Ince is standing by in our Christchurch studio. Hello there.
Hello, how are you?
Good, welcome to New Zealand.
Oh, it's very nice to be here. The trouble is we're never anywhere long enough. I was just saying to your producer that I don't know which time zone I'm in anymore. But it's wonderful to get at least a day in all of these different places and go, I must come back.
Lots of great science stories in New Zealand as well. I don't know if much of sort of New Zealand's local scene has made it into the live show.
Well, the thing is that this show is quite kind of specific. When we start on a show and we build up the kind of the graphics and the different animations, and so this is the first half is black holes. And my basic job, for anyone who doesn't know, is I'm a professional idiot. So I just kind of come on when about half an hour in, I can sense that some of the audience are going, I thought I understood it all, but it's beginning to hurt. And I come on and do some silly voices and mock myself and Brian. And then they go, oh, we're relaxed again now, and then I hand it back to him and go, you may continue with your equations, Professor Brian Cox. Yeah. And then the second half is very much about I think trying to understand it all from a human perspective and how the information we have about the nature of our universe, how we can handle that and how we can be in this situation of an evidence-based, beginning of an evidence-based understanding of what it is to be in this universe, and also find a satisfactory way of going through that and find happiness as a human being.
The show works best the more of an idiot you are, but do you find yourself accidentally becoming quite well acquainted with these ideas of science the more that you do it?
Do you know what? I'm always surrounded by people who are far cleverer than me. So, you know, I'm one of those people who can appear to be an expert as long as there's no experts in the room. But I can appear to be an expert on philosophy, on particle physics. But if a particle physicist comes in the room, excuse me, I must leave now. What I find very interesting about doing these things. I mean, it's one of the reasons. In fact, one of the things that led to the book that I've written was because I started to meet so many people with so many different. Well, once you start broadcasting about scientific ideas or philosophical ideas or neuroscientific ideas, you find yourself sitting on trains or buses or whatever it might be, and someone comes up to you and says, hello, I study this part of the human brain. Would you like to go and have a brain scan? Because, yeah, all of that. And so it's suddenly given me access to a huge possibility of just, you know, I'm curious about everything, so I'll always be a deeply shallow individual because I want a bit of that and I want a bit of that and I want a bit of that, you know, and that's kind of the way that I am. And so I do try and drive myself when it comes to writing solo shows or books or anything like that to go into areas where I will come out and go, oh man, I've got some new ways of looking at the universe and things have changed today and the stars look different in the sky today.
And alongside that, there's the banter, right, between you and Brian Cox. You give him a fair bit of stick.
Yeah, I mean,
and ridicule. Is he a good
sport
about it?
Amazingly, yeah, because I think I make sure that I mock myself as well. And also, I think in the last, I mean, so far we've done 50 tour dates. We've done America, UK, and now New Zealand and Australia. And we've only ever had two fallings out. In 1 year, we did 140 shows together, including Infinite Monkey Cage. And the only two stand-up rows we had were about equations. So that gives you some idea. His take on simulation theory is very different to mine, but mine is an artier take on it. His is a more specifically equation-based take, and we stood up in a room and screamed at each other. But it never gets personal. It's always the numbers.
I've got this note here that in terms of running jokes on the show, you occasionally return to the subject of how and when a strawberry can be considered dead. Can you give us the background on that one?
Well, this was a weird one. This was what we were doing a show about the Ig Nobel Prizes, which are these prizes for kind of more eccentric science, such as attempting to levitate dead frogs. And at one point, one of the guests said, well, for instance, they put a dead strawberry inside, and Brian suddenly had this dreamy look in his eyes, and he went, but when is a strawberry really dead? And for some reason, this then ran for about five series where we got endless emails from people and people going, what does death, you know, and it became a whole kind of a fascinating debate about what, you know, what death is in fruit. And eventually we came to it's basically, I think, the point of where germination is no longer possible and death is from that point onwards. But even then, there are other people who go, oh, is the strawberry really dead then? You know, does my jam have a ghost in it?
And tell me about the theme song.
Oh, well, that was amazing. We had the Infinite Monkey Cage theme song. Was literally, Brian got to know Eric Idle because Eric is someone who is just fascinated in scientific ideas. And if he sees someone with a scientific mind, he just wants to open it up and take as much out as possible. And so Eric sent him an email and said, I've written a song. Would you like to have it? And it was like, Eric Idle's written us a song. Yes, please. And so our theme tune is Eric Idle and Jeff Lynne from ELO.
Which is not bad either.
When we played LA 2 years ago at the Ricardo Montalban Theatre, which is a fantastic place, Ricardo Montalban from Fantasy Island, and of course Khan in The Wrath of Khan. In fact, you get laughs before the show's even begun because there's an announcement by the late Ricardo Montalban going, please turn off your cell phones. If you do not turn off your cell phone, then you will experience The Wrath of Khan. So that gets a laugh and a round of applause. You think, right, someone who isn't even living anymore has got a round of applause. We have really got to up our ante. And then Jeff Lynne went on the stage with Eric and played the theme tune live. And we thought, right, now we really have to up the ante. But yeah, it's an absolute joy.
I suppose the show format is fairly bulletproof, but have you had any disaster shows on the road?
We've not had any yet. I mean, and that sounds very arrogant. I mean, you know, there are some shows which we're happier with, and sometimes we, you know, especially in the early stage of running through a show, sometimes you come up to points where you go, that bit is just a little bit too hard, maybe, or not so much too hard. There's not enough time to unravel some of the deep scientific ideas. And so I think because of that, you just go, right, we can't do that in 10 minutes. So that bit's going out of the show. So certainly that we do a few kind of dry runs in small theatres in the UK and sometimes go, right, that bit's not going to make it in. But overall, what's fascinating is we have, you know, the youngest person in the audience we've had so far on this tour is 4.5 years old. We get a lot of 7, 8, 9 year olds coming, and we get people in their 80s as well. And it's a lovely thing where sometimes when I was in Cardiff in Wales, someone came up to me after one of the solo gigs that I'd done, and they said, oh, my granddad and my dad were meant to be going to see your show, but my granddad died. And so my dad said, well, do you want to come? And I've never had a great relationship with him, but we sat there and we watched this show about astronomy, and we suddenly realized how much we both loved this. You know, things like that are a real delight. And the fact, you know, it's not designed as a children's show, but there's nothing rude in it either. And if kids are, and that's, you get these great questions from 7 year olds, questions about dark energy. You know, the number of times that we get tweets from people saying things like, well, I didn't understand a word of the show, but my 9 year old is currently explaining it to me. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's fantastic.
Great. Hey, I just want to make sure I have the right details here. So, in fact, you did Wellington earlier this week. Christchurch is tonight, right?
Christchurch is tonight. I know there's 60 tickets left for that. And then we're doing Auckland on, I think, a Saturday.
Yeah.
And there's 28 tickets left for that.
Wow.
Do you know what? I thought I was coming on to talk about my book, I'm a Joke and So Are You. So I'm just going to tell you, my book, I'm a Joke and So Are You, which is a book of neuroscience, psychology, and philosophy about how we deal with life and death and what it is to be human, is also available in the foyer.
Great. I love it, Robin. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Nice to chat. Enjoy New
Cheers.
Zealand's the bits of it.
Oh,
well,
I will. It's such a, you know, wandering around Christchurch and you know, seeing. And also, can I just say, it's lovely to be this far away from Brexit. And can we have your Prime Minister? We like her more than any of the choices we've got in the
Great.
UK.
She's very popular overseas. Thanks, Robin. Nice to talk to you.